yeah, bruh!
Welcome to the TKD update presented to you by Mo and McGee.
Chicken or chicken?
Welcome in, folks. Mo and McGee on fan or on TKD, excuse me.
Oh, whoa, hey, whoa.
Woof. On TKD. We missed you last week, but there was it was quite an interesting week. Both the top two teams get losses. Everybody in the middle beats each other up and kind of washes out to a bunch of 5-3 and 4-4 records. It's an interesting race right now.
Yeah, Kevin, you could be sitting at, 10th in the standings, win this week, and could find yourself in third. That's how kind of crazy this is. I suppose not if you're 10th. That's Brad. No, but that's 9th. Oh, you could find yourself up there, Kevin, with a win this week. But I think the big story, Kevin, and let's just start going through the scoreboard. Garrett Grabaugh not only gets his first win, but scores the most points in the MFing league by 0.04. Beat Huber by 0.04 points to win the weekly winner. Did not see this coming, but when you get 42 from Kamara, 33 from Hopkins, 150 pops right in there.
Yeah. You'll take that to the bank. Garrett's going to
throw. He left MFing points on the bench too, Kevin.
Yeah, he did. very special one for Garrett. And actually, is still the beer mile favorite, but has made it a race. And one short week has made it a little bit of a competition. And he has to be very excited about the opportunity to not finish last.
Yeah, had to have been a Garrett wet dream this week. Greg goes down. He scores enough points to kind of close that gap a little bit more in scoring. Greg has – it sucks to say this because Greg is really a good team. He scores like 120 a week, but just cannot find a win.
Greg's been absolutely shat on for points against. Absolutely.
He really has. But now he finds himself sitting 50 points above – Garrett, and I don't want to jinx him, but Garrett looks somewhat like a dangerous team right now.
Thank God I already beat Garrett.
DeAndre Hopkins looks incredible through 2 weeks. Alvin Kamara is not going to have 4 touchdowns every week, but like we said, in our primer episode, seems like they've kind of figured out we need to get this guy the ball more. Kirk Cousins has kind of entered into that safe QB1 territory and then has just a bunch of dudes on his bench. He really does.
He does. It'll still needed a lot to go right to put up, he did put up 150, but it'll be interesting to see how he works that, that flex spot with Drake London. Does he go with a running back, James Conner coming back, Latavius Murray, or is he going to be kind of fully bought into that Drake London in the flex until Mike Williams gets back?
That'll be interesting. Mike Williams was healthy, Kevin. Put in James Conner for Brian Robinson and choo-choo, he's coming for the playoffs. a team that
is still 122 on his way to the playoffs.
126 for Carter. He's still choo-chooing. We mentioned the running backs. We've mentioned them every time we've talked about Carter's team. They seem to be a bit of an issue right now. But has a lot of other talent to kind of cover that up.
Yeah. The problem is, what's he going to do about his flex spot? Is it going to be musical chairs here with Chris Olave, Brandon Ayuk, and Garrett Wilson? This week he picked the wrong one, but are there better days ahead, or do you think Chris Olave is going to be solidified in that flex spot? Gonna take a lot to move him out.
With Garrett Wilson playing the ball and then Robert Saleh coming out after the game kind of saying we need to get the ball to Garrett Wilson, but you're right, this seems like a headache every week. A good headache to have, but pick the wrong one this week in the playoffs. If you pick the wrong one, your season's over.
But like you said, lots of good talent. Otherwise, I mean, the reason we're not talking about playing those guys over the other wide receivers is because it's Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill. Good God.
One of the number one and number two running backs on the season. Yeah, wide receiver. Or wide receivers. So, yeah, nice picks there. At I think he picked 11th and 14th, whatever that is, on the wraparound.
Not too shabby when they both hit on fire like that.
Yeah, incredible. A team that we kind of left for dead, that's Huber. He won 153 to 101. He didn't really have any standout performances. Jalen Waddle with 30, but everyone else has, you know, more than 13, and just a super balanced attack there.
Yeah, a lot of these guys that, you know, we've kind of turned our noses up at, said, can this guy keep it going? DeAndre Swift, Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, Zach Ertz, all get touchdowns. All, you know, put up more, you know, near 15 or more. And, you know, that's all you need. You turn out 15 points at every single position, and you're going to score 150, and that's going to be a win.
Yeah, the touchdown regression is probably coming for Huber's team, considering everyone on his team scored a touchdown. But, you know, he has some guys. I don't think he's completely dead. I'm very worried about his depth. Doesn't have much. So really needs these guys to kind of do what they did this week.
On the other side of things, we have Dusty, who put up 101. Cortland Sutton looked really solid early on in the season, fallen flat, and that has helped push Dusty to fall flat a little bit too. But don't worry, he'll get Austin Eckler back this week. Should be better days ahead.
Yeah, it's scoring was way up this week in fantasy. 101 was the lowest score of the week. You know, normally 101 puts you right there in a competitive game. Not this week though. So I wouldn't be too concerned. You know, if you're Dusty, you're probably sitting there hoping Kareem Hunt gets traded. You're probably a little happy Chase Claypool gets traded. Deontay Johnson, I think, gets a slight bump in there. You know, if he gets Michael Thomas back healthy, you know, this team is still built well. But Cortland Sutton is kind of a worry at the moment.
Yeah, would really like to have Michael Thomas back, but we'll see. Be up in the air the rest of the season.
Yeah. So let's head to Woods. Woods got the big win. He's now, in second, right there in the position for a bye, which we need to start talking about, Kevin. Those number one and two spots, get those playoff byes. Those are huge. And he just kind of sneaks one out over Greg here. Tony Pollard, he had got that huge boost. No Zeke this week. Really solid. He even had a down week for Mark Andrews, but escaped it.
Yeah, Mark Andrews was getting fed on those first like four targets of the game, and then left with injury. You know, Woods is sweating out the injury report this week, hoping Andrews. Not so much this week, I guess. He wants Andrews back healthy. He can afford a loss here probably. Because this team really comes and goes with Mark Andrews at times, except when Tony Pollard can go off for three touchdowns. Terry McLaurin, yeah. Tyler Lockett get touchdowns. Saquon Barkley keeps being, an elite tight end. Just solid work for the Woods team. Mark Andrews wasn't completely necessary this week, but he'll be happy to have him back.
Yeah, and, you know, on the flip side, you know, we mentioned Greg's getting scored a lot against. If you had to guess, Kevin, who has gotten scored on the second most in the league?
Probably you.
No, it's Woods.
Oh, Woods.
Woods sitting at 5-3 has gotten scored on the second most, which is when you're sitting at 5-3, you're getting scored on the second most in the league. That kind of signals Woods is kind of for real. Yeah, so, yeah. But let's head over to Greg. Greg, now, just mentioned, Woods is second. He's second by 70 points. So Greg has gotten outscored by almost 1,000, you know, he's gotten 1,000 points scored on him through 9 weeks. If you're a math person, that averages out to more than 100 per week, which that's a lot of points. Not a bad team. Wide receiver is a mess, though.
Yeah. You know, wide receiver is a mess, but honestly, if he's expecting more out of Allen Robinson than 10.4, it was just his expectations were off. T. Higgins should be solid, hopefully, with Jamar Chase out for a couple more weeks. It's just after that, who's filling in that flex spot? Juju, Allen Lazard, lots of question marks. Yeah, I can't imagine he's excited about playing Melvin Gordon in this flex ever again.
Do you see a trade for Greg? Is there a trade that he can make? He already kind of, it seems like the trade earlier in the season that we panned Greg for has somewhat worked out. Derrick Henry's been really good. Unfortunate with the Marquise Brown injury because he was kind of on a roll. We've seen Deontay Johnson not be that special. So, you know, going back and revisiting that trade, pretty good one for Greg.
He did outside give the Marquise up Austin Ekeler, who is the RB1 in fantasy.
Yeah, but yeah. Derrick Henry, since that trade, he's had 23, 27, 16, and 35. So not exactly a killer. Yeah.
No, it wasn't a killer. But also, Austin Ekeler is the number one in fantasy.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree. Running backs still look great. Derrick Henry, you know, 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah, you can't argue with that. Other holes in the team to kind of figure out and fill in. I think he has pieces to work around. I think where you're going with this is there a trade? I think somebody might be higher on James Robinson than I am. And you could pawn him off with Al Mazzard and, you know, maybe upgrade the wide receiver position a little bit. James Robinson and Juju Smith-Schuster could potentially intrigue a RB needy team a little bit. I still think the way for Greg to go is a 2-for-1, if anybody will take him up on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when, if he did trade away one of those two stud running backs, does the upgrade at wide receiver, you know, cover, does it cover up for the downgrade you're taking at running back plus adding a little? Most likely not. You know, could you trade Derrick Henry for, I don't know, who's, let me go look at.
Are you going to give up CeeDee Lamb and Chris Godwin? Because I think that's what it would take for me to give up Derrick Henry.
Yeah, me and Greg have been circling a trade with CeeDee Lamb for a long time. You know, I think Greg would love to do Leonard Fournette and CeeDee, kind of almost straight up. But then I have Godwin and Fournette. I have a lot of bought into the Tampa Bay offense.
Rashad White has gotten a little too comfortable in his role, I think. It's a little nerve-wracking, I think, for a Leonard Fournette owner. But
yeah,
that in my opinion, that's what it would take, is a low-end wide receiver one and a high-end middle wide receiver.
So give it, upgrading wide receiver two and then upgrading his flex, and yeah, then you take the hit,
because then you have to totally punt at running back and go either Melvin Gordon or really scrap on the waiver wire.
Totally punting at running back. Let's swing over to the grinders. So I improved to 5-3 last 2 weeks combined. I have outscored my opponents by 4 total points. Just barely sneak one out over Higgins this week. kind of the theme, I did not have any standout performers either. Just got, touchdowns from Kittle, Kupp, Lamb, Algier. Tua had a really nice day. This is kind of how my team should be built. You know, expecting 17.5 points out of Tyler Algier, probably not exactly what I want. But you look at my bench, Kevin, you throw in Naeem Hines, Khalil Herbert, wouldn't have been a bad week. I would have lost, of course. But I completely punted on RB2, and I feel like I'm kind of in a good spot right now. Would I love to trade Adam Thielen or Curtis Samuel plus 4-1? Yeah, yes, guys, but
their ships have sailed.
Kevin, I mean, Adam Thielen over the last 5 games has only scored under 12.7 points one time. He is a usable flex for almost every team in the league.
Do you feel good about trotting Adam Thielen out there on a bum ankle? Somebody who relies on his route running and quickness.
Yes, because I'm going to do it this weekend.
How many of those games did he trot out there with a TJ Hockenson lined up right next to him in the tight end spot?
Yeah, Hockenson's going to free things up for Thielen.
The ship has sailed on both Adam Thielen and Curtis Samuel. You are stuck with the three wide receivers that you have in your starting lineup. And the rest of those guys are nice fill-ins, but that's absolutely it. Sorry.
All right, let's head over to Luke's team. By the way, Kevin's shitting all over my roster. 5-3, 5 wins in a row. Just steadily ascending, and going to kick his ass this week. So anyway, let's talk about...
I'm not going to argue. I think you have a very good team. Like, those are 3 great wide receivers. You should be very happy with those. I just think if you're trying to pawn off Adam Thielen or Curtis Samuel, that maybe lower your expectations a little bit. That was my take. Luke, heartbreaking loss. Walked into... that 3 o'clock slate, probably feeling pretty good after AJ Brown with 40 points, Dalvin Cook with 25, but Geno Smith and Kenneth Walker didn't really show out the way that he wanted to, and ultimately that's kind of where this, losing 10 points at the quarterback position, Geno to Tua, is probably where he lost this one.
Well, I'll tell you kind of what I think screwed him this week and might be a harbinger of things to come. AJ Brown has a huge game, 39 points, super nice, right? But you had Devonta Smith in your flex and he only scored 7.3. Next week, Devonta Smith could have a great game, but who's that going to come at the expense of? Most likely AJ Brown. It's tough to start 2 receivers on the same team in your fantasy lineup because one, it could pop off. It probably most likely comes directly at the expense of the other guy you're starting.
Yeah. Really what you're doing is you're lowering your ceiling, but raising your floor. So when points are up in a week like this, makes it a little tougher to get a win. When points are lower, it's a little bit easier to get that one because you've created that nice safe floor. Come playoff time, probably not going to work to have both of those guys. Not going to lie. I hope Luke is searching for a move. Because I don't think he's planning on playing Tyler Boyd over Devonta Smith. I think he probably has to be looking to move Devonta Smith.
Yeah. I mean, wide receiver, I kind of dodged a couple bullets, Travis Kelce on bye, Debo Samuel out this week. You put those two in, he probably kills me. Absolutely. That's why it pays off to look at bias, Kevin. I scouted Luke's team all season. I knew he was going to have Travis Kelce on bye. So,
and you helped facilitate that Dan Swift trade. You saw it. You got Debo Samuel over there that he was going to be hurt this week. I got you.
Yeah. Some of the payout that Dan got for that, I shipped some over. Kevin, I outscored you by just 0.3 little points, but you had yourself a nice week. Beat up on Dan to approve to 4-4. Christian McCaffrey, Travis Etienne, and then you don't need much help from your running backs. Or wide receivers, sorry.
Yeah, I did end up playing running back in the flex. I think that's going to be a theme until I get some even whiff of health out of my wide receivers. I took the zero from Bateman after he is out there for like 20% of snaps. At least Dobbs looked good. Very impressive catch. But you're right, it's the running backs. Running backs are going to win it or lose it for me for at least a few more weeks.
Yeah. Keenan Allen, I mean, if any team in you know our league had an X factor, it's Keenan Allen on your team. If he can come back and be a number one receiver, all of a sudden, you know, when you start going Lamar Jackson, McCaffrey, Etienne, and then a really good Keenan Allen, dangerous. Keenan Allen comes back and he's so-so. You really need, you know, what you had this week out of your running backs, or it's going to be kind of a mess.
Yeah, and I should be very fortunate to be 4-4. Anytime, I mean, Keenan Allen has played 1.5 games. No, one game, two halves. And then Allen Robinson, my fourth round pick, isn't even on the roster. So without a second and fourth round pick, I'm still managed to be 4-4. I wish I could say it's because the rest of my team has played really well, but it's really because I've gotten really lucky. So hopefully Keenan Allen can come back and this team can ascend to contender territory. So I'm on the outside looking in right now.
Yeah. Another person that's right now sitting in playoff position, but tied with you. Dan fell to 4-4. Really good out of the running backs, similar to you. But his wide receivers and quarterback fell a little flatter. George Pickens with a zero. Remember, everybody, this guy pretty much went from Deebo Samuel to George Pickens.
Hey, yes, they both scored 0 points this week.
Yeah, yes, Deebo Samuel had 0 points this week. But George Pickens played all game and had 0 points. He had as many points as I did this week. Yeah, I mean, the depth is interesting on this team. I mean, Cordarrelle Patterson comes back and he probably starts three running backs. Justin Jefferson had a floor game, you know, 15 points, not bad for a floor game, but that's 2 weeks in a row, 15, 16 points. And
tough thing for Swift is he walked into a situation where you never want is to have your best wide receiver and your tight end to be on the same team. That's a little troubling going forward. As good as that Vikings offense could supposedly be, I'm not going to go as far to say as will be, but
is how good as it is.
They're not going to score enough points to sustain both those guys at elite levels, and it's going to ebb and flow. So similar situation to Luke, lower the ceiling a little bit, raise the floor.
Yeah. Let's talk about a couple more teams here. Kevin, last matchup. Brad needed a win, got it. Deonta Foreman, kind of a crafty little play there. Had really actually nothing else great happen. Kind of a curious decision to bench Jamal Williams over Deonta Foreman. Didn't really matter, but curious. Devontae Adams, 1.2. You probably don't think that's going to happen. Benched Gabe Davis. I don't know. Once again, people, Gabe Davis got traded straight up for Deebo Samuel this year, and he is on Truck's bench. But yeah, anything to say about Brad's team? I mean, good for him on the win, but I'm not really impressed with the team.
I worry for Truck's sanity in the upcoming weeks. You're talking about David Montgomery, Deonta Foreman, Ezekiel Elliott. Jamal Williams, all four of those guys.
Going to be projected for the exact same amount of points.
They're all going to be projected for exactly 12.2 points. What is he going to do? I don't know. I think he's going to be running in circles trying to figure out which of those guys to play in a given week.
Well, and then talk about his flex too, Kevin. I mean, Michael Pittman, Gabe Davis, probably going to be projected for the same amount of points. You might look like an idiot having one of those guys on your bench every week.
Don't worry, Brad. We will rip you relentlessly.
Yeah, no matter what. So whatever decision you make. You know, we talk a lot about, Garrett and Greg being kind of snake bitten. Kramer, outside of you, Kevin, Kramer's team has to win the award for most injured. Lost Jonathan Taylor somewhere, kind of in the middle of the season. Lost Breece Hall all season. Now Jamar Chase goes down. All of a sudden, a team that looked like it had a lot of depth and looked like it was going to be a juggernaut is now having to rely on Christian Kirk, Devin Singletary, and, DJ Moore, who's been good the last few weeks. But you can't bank on that going down the road. And Jonathan Taylor's been a mess.
Yeah. A team that was once so mighty is, there's still pieces there that you still feel pretty solid about. Josh Jacobs is just so high that I think he has to return some semblance. Jalen Hurts has still been solid, but yes, completely agree. Can't rely on DJ Moore. You have to be nervous if you're Kramer when you lose Breece Hall, Jamar Chase out for at least another week. Could we find ourselves in a situation where Kramer misses the playoffs? I think he still makes it. But
yeah, I don't think so.
You think there's a reasonable possibility that he misses the playoffs?
If JT and Josh Jacobs can't re-find it, then absolutely yes. He just doesn't have the wide receivers without Jamar Chase to cover for bad RB play. We talk about it all the time. If you're going to have bad running backs, you better have three good receivers. And right now he has 1.5 good receivers.
Yeah, it's
maybe not even one. Kind of brutal.
Not great. I think that there is a reasonable possibility that Kramer misses the playoffs. I still think he's in. I still think he'll finish in the top six. However, he has to be nervous. It sucks. He was a favorite. Loses Breece Hall and Jamar Chase. That's such a mystery. Jamar Chase was supposed to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Supposed to be a lock to go on IR. And Cincinnati decides not to put him on IR because of his athletic build will help him heal faster. I would be nervous that he's going to miss 7 weeks.
Yeah. We'll see. So just a quick glance at the standings. That's the rundown from last week. You mentioned it, Kevin. This is just a jumbled mess in the middle where you win or lose, and you could find yourself up, way up, or way down the standings. Carter has a one-game lead on four other teams tied for second. So Woods, Kramer, myself, and Huber all at 5-3, nipping at his heels. But nipping at our heels, we have a pack of 5 4-4 teams. So Dan's in that mix. Higgins, Murphy, Truck, yourself. And then the race for the beer mile at the bottom. Greg and Garrett. All right, Kevin, I'm going to put you on the spot. There's 4 5-3 teams tied for second place. Woods, Kramer, myself, Huber. If it's not Huber, who misses the playoffs out of Woods, Kramer, and myself?
I think I have to go Kramer. It's either Kramer or you, because I think Woods is the clear safe one out of that group. But Kramer with the injuries, the unknown timetable behind Jamar Chase, I think there's just more question marks than on your team. We kind of know what your team is. It's solid enough to be a playoff team, I think. Now, if injuries kind of start going back the other way, you lose Joe Mixon, you lose...
Shut up, Kevin. Don't even put that on
CeeDee Lamb, you lose Cooper Kupp, George Kittle. I can name them all.
Sean McVay already, that motherfucker, put my little Cooper Kupp on the field down 17.
Oh, my gosh. He's going to play. But it could be you. It could be him. But I feel Woods is safe.
Okay. Right now.
Say Kramer.
I would say, just based on the fact that he might not have Jamar Chase, DJ Moore and Christian Kirk are not the most reliable receivers. And then the Nyheim Hines addition drives down Singletary, who is kind of his locked in flex. Jonathan Taylor, I don't know what to think of him. You know, you expect him to be a lot better, but I mean, Sam Ellinger is a quarterback. They just fired their OC. Frank Reich is on a burning ship, sinking.
Offensive line has not been elite like it was supposed to be.
Kevin, I don't want to say this to Kramer, but is there a scenario where Jonathan Taylor, that ankle is just kind of bothering him, and then they lose the next two games and they're like, all right, JT, let's just put you on IR. Let's get you healthy for next year. We'll draft a quarterback. We'll have a new coach. Let's get you healthy for next year. That's a realistic scenario.
Absolutely. What it would take is the Titans to really pull away and get a couple more wins, I think. Really put that division out of reach. But I think that's definitely possible. If he's beat up and they have no shot at contending, why not shut him down and improve your draft stock a little bit? I won't ever say it to Kramer, but do you think, is there any realistic possibility that Kramer can find himself running the beer mile? No, I'm just just keep shooting at him.
I don't know. I mean, Greg is Greg in front of him in points right now? Greg's still kind of behind in points, but yeah, it's unfortunate. Good team, snake bitten this year. Anything else? 4-4 teams. Is there anything? Do you see one of the 4-4 teams popping up and, getting a bye or anything? It's very much, Kevin, you're sitting in 10th, but there's a very real possibility that in 2 weeks you find yourself in second place if all the cards break.
Yeah, I definitely need some guys to get healthy.
Same thing for Brad or Murphy or Luke.
Yeah. I think if there's a team that could ascend up there, yes, I think his team has question marks, but Luke probably gets a win this week against Dusty, who has, everybody at bye.
I look at Woods' team too. I'd love to be playing Woods or Dusty. Woods' team is brutal.
They're both going to be hurting units this week. Luke probably gets a win here. If he can kind of figure out what to do with the lineup to get another win here or there, he could easily find himself tagging on 2 or 3 to get up into that spot. I think we both like the talent on Luke's team. It's just a matter of, can the pieces come together?
All right. We saw 153 from Grabba this week. Is he still going to be, head into the first tee in a skirt, or are we thinking Greg's in the danger zone?
We have to start worrying about it. If you're Greg, he's not safe. Anytime you're tied, he's seen it already this season by being, most in points against. You can just get fucked over. It's not that his team's bad, but Garrett's team's looking okay. If he only gets 2 wins to, Garrett's 3, Greg's going to be on the first tee.
Running the beer mile too. I don't believe Greg's ever ran the beer mile.
You're absolutely right. And running the beer mile.
Yep. That's
run the beer mile right up into the first tee.
Everyone else is in carts and he has to run to every shot. while drinking a beer.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, I think that's Mo and McGee on TKD. You know, Kevin, as I'm looking at Murphy's team, as I'm looking at Wood's team, you guys will not hear this until Friday. So it's just for me and Kevin's ears, really. Wednesday, you are going to see some actually playable, talented players on the waiver wire because people are going to have to find people to play. I mean, Kevin, I'm looking at Wood's team right now. There's a very real chance that a guy like Michael Gallup, Tyler Higbee are going to be on the waiver wire on Wednesday.
Tyler Higbee was on the waiver wire last week.
Well, let's not talk about Huber's dumb shit. We can save that for another episode.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It'll be interesting.
But, you know, let's start. Huber could have traded Tyler Higbee 8 million times over. He could have really offered done
him so much shit. And all I got back was Tyler Higbee and I don't remember who his dog shit running backs are, but and who's your backup, you scumbag? Chase Edmonds for CMC. And I'm okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. Didn't he offer some dumbass trade to like the worst fantasy trade ever to Carter too?
Yeah.
Like you could have traded Tyler Higbee for a nice backup bench piece. Like you're not going to trade him for a starter because no one needs a middling tight end for a starter, but you could have definitely traded him for someone to upgrade your back end of your bench. My God.
At the very least, I don't know why if he dropped him for a defense or what, but suppose he dropped him for a defense. You could have traded him for the best defense in the league and that person would have instant accepted and you would have been better off.
Yeah. But like I said, I think there's going to be Wednesday waiver wire is going to be better than Tuesday night. So look for some interesting players to hit the wire.
I love it.
All right.
Matchup of the week, me versus Mo.
Oh, see you. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. me and Kevin are playing. So expect one of us to be super pissed next week.
Love it. It'll be you. See ya.
See ya.